I'm sorry for coming late. We're up to Pasuk Perek Tezayin. We are still in the middle of describing the story, comparing Hashem is comparing Klal Yisrael to Sodom, and comparing them as well to Aseres Hashvatim.
Well, I forget to turn it around again. Because if we finish earlier, I'm sorry.
No problem, don't worry. Big deal, it's fine. Okay, it's fine. All right. Okay. So Klal Yisrael over here is being compared to Sodom, and they're being compared to the Aseres HaShvatim. And the words of these psukim are not very complimentary for Klal Yisrael. So we are up to Pasik Nun. Okay, Pasik Nun, Perik Tez Zayin. Perik Tezayin Pasuk Nun. So here we are finishing the last pasuk that compares us to Sodom. Vatig Behena, you have elevated yourself. You have elevated yourself. Vata Asena Soevo Lefonoi, and you have committed abominations before me. And therefore, as a punishment, Vyosir Eshen Kasheru Isi, I will remove you as I see fit. Pasik Nun in the Mitsudos David. The Pasik says, Vatig Behena, Uvavur Roiv Haga'ava, Loi Choshesha B'mitzvosi. The Mitsudos David over here says something very important, that he takes the Pasik to refer to Gaiva, that the core of all sin is arrogance. And that's a very powerful idea, because the Pasik literally, if not for the Mitsudos David, you would not necessarily explain that's what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk means that you have elevated yourself in doing Averos. You have done many Averos, but it's much deeper. It's due to arrogance. Further, in the Mitzudos David, you have Bavur Roiv Hagai V'loi Choshra B'mitzvasi V'asa Hadvarim Hatu'uvim L'fonoi. You've done abominations. V'hu Aniyof HaHamaguneh. And that refers to Niyof, that is adultery, or, as we learned so many times, it's really a code word for Avodah Zarah. Further, V'asir. Therefore, as a consequence for your arrogance, ubavur eile levad, hisarti eshen min ha'olam, I am going to remove you from the world, kemo shehaya nirli, mahu hagmul haroi lohen, as I see fit. Rashi, pasik nun, vatig behena, hi uvinosecho kemo shemefarish b'yoiv eretz, mimena yetse lechem, v'chol ha'inyin, ad sha'amru. So this refers to the nation and the Klal Yisrael has done sins. He just says it refers to general Hiv Noseha. Okay, Eres Mimenu Yetse Lechem Hol Inin Ad Shamu Nishkach Toras Regel Miartzenu Shein Boim Elo Lechasrenu, and it was forgotten Torah. Toras regel miartzenu and bom el lechasrenu. That I think it means over here is that they no longer were oile leregel. They no longer celebrated the shalosh regalim. Shein boim el lechasrenu. I made a mistake. According to Rashi, this refers to Sodom. I'm sorry. So we have a difference of opinion. Rashi, we are saying that this pasuk refers to Sodom. That they, the nation of Sodom, have done very great averos. Kemoshim farsh v'iyof eretz mimenu yetzi lechem. It was a land that from it came forth bread. V'chol in ad sha'amru. We learned yesterday in the medrash. They said nishakach toras regel miartzenu. Let us close the borders. We do not want to allow in anyone to come into our land because they will take away our wealth. She'ein bo'im elo lichasreinu. People who come into our country are only coming to take our wealth. The osir eshen kasher isi darkon, and therefore I'm going to destroy them. Darkon k'inyan shenemar b'stom erdona ve'ere. Okay, darkon means their way. Hashem says, I'm going to descend and see what you have done. I'm going to punish you. So according to Rashi, Rashi says this pasuk is a continuation of pasuk Memtes. In pasuk Memtes it says, Hinei no hoya avoyin stoim achoyseich ga'oyin sevas lechem, v'shalvas hashkeit hoya lo, v'liv neisecho, v'yad ani v'yavyon lo hechziko v'atik behena. So it's Sodom that has been arrogant. V'ataseno to'evo lefonoi v'osiresen kasher isi erduno v'ere haketzakoso haboilai. Asukala. Okay. And we go back to the Mitsudos. I guess I made a mistake. I guess in the Mitsudos, it means the same thing. I guess in the Mitsudos also, we're now referring to Yerushalayim. We're referring to Sodom. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy them for their terrible sins. Let's see what it says in the Radak. Radak Pasuk Nun. Now, the Radak is also leading into Pasuk Nun Aleph. We'll anyway read it now. Vatig Behena, Kemo Vatig Behana, Ela Bo Kein Lizaveg Hamilos Mibnei Milas Ta'asena. Okay, so he's just telling us some grammar. Oyemar Kein Bilo Zivug Kemo Vatavona Usevoena. I don't know what this means. Va'amar Vatig Behena Loshen Rabbis Al Stomu V'Nosecha. It's written Loshen Rabbims, referring to Stom and its suburbs. Shezachar V'yiye Perish V'Osir Esen Shehishchati Es'am V'Harim Kulam. I'm going to destroy all of them, the people and the cities. Lefi Shehafachti Esam Shelo Yiye Sham Yishuv. There should no longer be anyone who lives there. V'zehu V'Osir Oyiye Perish Vatig Behena. Al stom v'omash zochav v'yeper parish v'osir zos begolus v'zos b'hashchasa. Okay, whatever that means, he's just basically saying that Hashem is going to destroy them. Perish kasher isik mosh shenir li ki mishpatim kain. I perish kasher isik mosh shem b'stoim erduna v'ere. V'hanachoyim ki perish v'atik b'ena v'osir esen al stom v'nosecho ki zochar stom b'prot achar zochar sa b'chlal im shaymrein. V'chein perat achar ze v'ze shom v'yomar v'shom mehena m'shom v'nosecho v'atatztik yesach osech v'shadu v'yye es tavasayich. Choy shev oysan tzadikos k'negin ma'asim haram. Let's fill in the next pasuk that they are considered righteous relative to your sins. Ka'elu at samt oysan tzadikos k'negin ma'asayich. That your sins are so great, they are righteous relative to you. Achoseich kesiv loshan yichida, ukri achoseich loshan rabbis, hakosov al shaymon, vakri al shaymon ustein. Okay, so just going back to explain what he means over here is that, let's just leave it with this. Okay, so the pasuk basically is, this pasuk includes describing Sodom. Sodom were extremely evil, and the pasuk emphasizes that their sin was primarily a sin bein Adam lachaveroi. They refused to give tzedakah. They shut the borders. No one should be allowed to come into their land to benefit from their blessing. This was considered a very grave sin. Hashem says, Erdunah ve'ereh. And we know that Rashi and Kumash tells us that refers to the Maisa where there indeed was a daughter, there was a girl. I think was it Lot's daughter? It could be it was Lot's daughter that she did feed a poor man secretly. She went out to the well with her pail and she dropped some food for this poor man. And the people of the city thought that certainly after a couple of weeks, couple of days, this poor person, this beggar, would die from starvation. And when they saw that he keeps on living, he doesn't go away, he's still there. He keeps on coming around every morning for Shacharis. He comes around during Chazaras Hashatz to make a collection, and he doesn't die. How in the world can this person survive? It must be that there is someone here that is secretly feeding this poor man. And indeed, they launched an investigation and they discovered it was Lot's daughter, and they captured her and her in the act, and they smeared her body with honey. Is that what it says in the Medrash?
Yes.
And bees came to sting her, to torture, and she died a torturous death.
It didn't say Lot's daughter.
I think there is a Medrash.
Well, I don't know. That Medrash, but I assume that she's the likeliest suspect because
she comes from Avram Avinu. She has a connection to Avram Avinu, Lot, who was trained by Avram Avinu, and she died a horrible, horrible death, and her cry ascended to Hashem. Hashem said, I will come down and see if indeed this is what they have done. And that is what Rashi and the Mitsudos in one of his, and the Radak in one of his interpretations says, Ka'asher ro'isi. It's referring specifically back to that code. Now, we have to just remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is comparing Yerushalayim to Sodom, and is telling Klal Yisrael that you are worse than Sodom. Sodom was only evil bin Adam lachaveroi, but Yerushalayim was evil both bin Adam lachaveroi and bin Adam lamokim. At least Sodom did not abandon their God. Whatever God they had, whether they believed in Hashem or not, I don't know, whatever God they had, they did not challenge their God, but bin Adam lachavero they were unjust. But Klal Yisrael was evil, both bin Adam lachavero and bin Adam lamakam. And there's a very fascinating what?
Makes us worse.
But which is worse? Well, the mabul was ben adam lachaveray. The mabul was, so you see that adam lachaveray is worse. The dor haflog is a famous chazal, Rashi. The dor haflog was ben adam lamakim. The dor hamabul was ben adam lachaveray. The dor hamabul was destroyed, but the dor haflog was not destroyed. So Rashi concludes, you see, ben adam lachaveray is much worse than ben adam lamakim. However, Klali Yisrael was guilty of both. They were guilty of ben adam lachaveray and ben adam lamakim. We learned yesterday that you really cannot divide the two. It's two sides of one coin. Every chay ben adam lachaveray is automatically a chay ben adam lamakim. Every chay ben adam lamakim is automatically a chay ben adam lachaveray. The only question is, where do you put the emphasis? Okay, now this is a very, very frightening medrash. The medrash says that the time of the Churban, Beis Hamikdash, it's a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk reads, "Vayigal avoin bas ami mechatas Sidom." The sin, and that's really what it refers to over here in these pesukim in Yecheskel, that the sin of my people was greater than the sin of Sidom. So the medrash Eicha Rabba asked the question, if that's the case, why wasn't Yerushalayim destroyed the same way Sidom was destroyed? Sidom was destroyed through Gofritz v'melach Serefa kol arza lo yizarev lo yatsmiach. The land was destroyed to a degree where it's impossible for it to once again be productive. Nothing can ever grow again in the land of Sidom due to their intense, their great sin. If Klal Yisrael was as guilty in sin as Sidom, why were they exiled and the land was barren, was fallow for 52 years? But it was restored. This is the question that the Medrash Eicha Rabba asks on the pasuk there in Eicha, where it says clearly that the sin of the Jewish people is greater than Sodom, and that's exactly what it says over here in the pasuk that we just read. And the question, the way it's formulated, is v'chi maso panim yesh badavar, is there favoritism? Does Hashem show Klal Yisrael extra favoritism more than Sodom? Omar Rabba, now this is really shocking. I never heard this before. This really sends a chill down your spine, what it says here in this medrash. Omar Rabba, Omar Biyachanan, Mido Yisera Haisab Yerushalayim. They had one redeeming quality in Yerushalayim, that did not exist in Sidom. The Ilu Vistom Ksiv, Hine Zehoyavon Sidom Achosech, the medrash actually there in Medrash Rabba and Eichad, close to Pasuk on Yecheskel, this is your sin, Go'oin Sivas Lechem, V'yad Oni V'Evyon Lo Hechazika. But the Ilu Birushalayim Ksiv, Yidei Noshim Rachmonios, Bishlu Yaldehen, they cooked their children, and the connotation is they shared the flesh of their child with their neighbor who was also starving. So even in their sin, their rishus of taking their children and murdering them and eating their flesh, they said, you know, the next door neighbor also is hungry, so let them also have a piece of meat. So there was chesed in their sin. Isn't that like wow, like bizarre as can possibly be? So Hashem viewed that as a redeeming quality. In the horror of what they were doing, which Chazal tell us is l'malam derech hateva. It's not, in the history of the world, there's no such thing when a person is starving, they'll go so far to take their own child and eat their child.
Sometimes you draw somebody else into it, makes you feel better that other people are doing the same thing.
So you're saying that's not the way the Midrash learns it.
No, I mean, that's the way I would look at it. A lot of times, you know, you try to get somebody else to be as bad as you are, then you feel better about yourself.
But Chazal said, the Hifla Hashem esmakoisech, Hashem will do wondrous things, which Chazal interpreted in that this thing, this concept of eating a child, it's one thing you kill someone else. You kill a person who's not your relative, and you eat his flesh, cannibalism. But to go eat your own child, it is for survival. What?
They didn't kill the child.
They did, it says. They killed her. It seems so, yeah.
The child was
already dead.
Okay,
I'm not sure. But this is something which is lemala miderech hateva, that they should have a machshava to do such a thing. Hashem planted this machshava in their head because that's how Hashem wanted to punish them, by making them do bizarre averos. But
well,
yet...
I think that was also to fulfill a previous
Nebuah. Yeah. But why was there such a nevuah to begin with? It's because the sins were so great, Hashem wanted to punish them in this grotesque way. Yet, the midos toivos, that is part of the DNA of a Yisrael, by shonim, rachmonim, goimli, chasadim, in this horror, let me share my child with someone else. That's the only reason why we have an Eretz Yisrael today to go back to.
That's one reason.
Isn't that shocking?
They were not
Ensabikim
in Yerushalayim.
No, we learned that in Yecheskel. In Yecheskel, we learned they were not. He had the whole line, the whole story. There was no one. There was no, the whole Yerushalayim, there was no one. No one, then their school should survive. And even if there were, Daniel, Noach, those the three things, Daniel, Noach, and Eov, they can maybe save themselves, but they can't save all Klal Yisrael. They can't save anyone else.
They can save from being Nahapach. So
shy.
Why did they do to
Yerushalayim? Okay, it doesn't say that. But this Medrash is saying that when you go on a plane to Eretz Yisrael and you land and everyone starts clapping, you know why you have an Eretz Yisrael to come back to? It's because 3,000 years ago, well now 2,500 years ago, when the women were eating their children, they were kind enough to share their child's flesh with their neighbor. That's what it says. You can't deny it. That's what it, otherwise, Hashem would have sent down some volcano, some natural disaster, that it would be impossible to cultivate, to settle the land ever again, just like Sidon. It's shocking, right? But that's what the Midrash here says. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Now we begin a Shomrayin. Now, Shomrayin was guilty of sins bein Adam l'makom. But the Psukim here make it clear that their sins don't come anywhere near the sins of Yerushalayim, far exceeded the sins of Shimon. They did not even do half of your sins. Shimon, which means the Aseres HaShvatim, whose capital was located in Shimon, they did not even do half of your sins. You, Yerushalayim, you increase your abominations more than them. You made your sister look good. You made her look good. Everything is relative. That's the story with Lot. Lot said, I don't want to go to Avram. Lot was instructed he should return after Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amorah. The Malachim persuaded him, go back to your brother, your uncle Avraham. Lot said, I don't want to go back. Because relative to Avraham, I'm a Rasha. Where I live now, in Sodom, I'm a Tzaddik. So let me go to a suburb of Sodom and save one of the cities. And that way Hashem will look down upon me. He will see I'm a good person. He will allow me to live. But if I will go back to Avraham Avinu, I will be a Rasha, Kineged Avraham, and Hashem will destroy me there. So why didn't the Malachim understand this? It's a very fascinating insight. Because the Malachim don't see gray matter. By Malachim, it's black and white. It's black and white. It's a very fascinating concept. Human beings have won over Malachim. You know, Chazal said there are five differences between a Malach and a human being. They list. But there are other things, obviously, between Malachim. Malachim, it's either yes or no. Either you're a tzaddik or you're a rasha. There's no in-between. Lot taught them a lesson. There's something in-between. And it's relative to whom you are in contact with. You, Malachim, it's pasha to you. I should be returned to Avraham Avinu. Because I'm being spared. I'm a tzaddik here in Sodom. So now when I'll go to Avraham Avinu, again, I'll be a tzaddik and I'll be in my own company. Maybe you can close the door. Yeah, thank you very much. But Lot taught the Malachim, that's not the way it works in this world. In this world, there's no such thing as black and white. In this thing, everything is gray matter. Everything in this world is relative to something else. And that was a very powerful lesson that was taught to the Malachim by Lot. So here we have that principle here as well, where Hashem is saying to Yerushalayim that you made your sister look like tzaddikim. Relative to the sins that you have done, pasuk din aleph in the mitzudos, mehena mishaimroin, your abominations increase much more than shaimroin. Vatitzadki bemarbis hatoevos shasis hitstakt es shemron, you made them righteous. Ki lemul ma'asayich nechsheves hi litzadekes. Relative to your sins, they are considered to be thoroughly righteous. Rashi pasik nun aleph atat vatit sadki es achosayich kodem she his avat yoiser mehem chayu nidoinus lechayva. Before, good morning. Before you did your abominations, they were when Yerushalayim was in the past tzaddikim, and the aseres hashvatim were shoyim. The kevon shehir shat yoiser. But after the golus of the aseres hashvatim, when Yerushalayim began to do our terrible averos and you became rishoyim, yoiser mehen. Now, when we reflect and we look back at history, when we look back at history. Osisa oisun kitzit konios, they are righteous. Vinasatul chem pischin peloimar, ye shehich isuch yoiser mimeni, they can say to Hashem, look, we're not so bad. There are people who are worse than us. And indeed, this is the only piyut that we say twice on Tisha B'Av. Ohola v'holiva. The piyut, the kina, is said at night. It's Ohala v'holiva, and it's said again by day, Shaimrain. It's called the Pia, begins with the word Shaimrain. And there's a very poetic conversation between Ohala and Oholiva. Ohala stands for her tent. Oholiva is Ohel Shali. One, I forgot already which one is which. We're going to actually have later on in Yechezkel. One refers to Shemroin, and one refers to the between Yerushalayim, and they're having a conversation. Each one is complaining that the punishment that came upon me is greater than the punishment that came upon you. Well, you have to understand, the punishment that came upon them, why? It didn't just happen by chance. It happened for a reason. Shemroin has the disadvantage in that it started. It's the one who started to do Avera. It has the advantage that their Averos were not so great. Yerushalayim has the disadvantage that their Averos were extremely great, exceeded any level of Avera that would precede them, but had the advantage that they're not the first ones to start to do an Avera. They were influenced by Shemroin. The sins that took place in Shemroin trickled down to Yerushalayim. So when each one complains that it's not fair, why we should be punished more than the other, Aseres Hashvatim has the tzara in that they're gone, more or less, even though the machlokes in the Gemara, but by and large, for the most part of history, the Aseres Hashvatim have disappeared. That's a very severe punishment. Yerushalayim was suffered. The physical torture that came upon them was much greater, but they didn't disappear. They came back to live in Yerushalayim 70 years later. So each one has a different aspect of degree of how far they were punished. But the punishment has a cause. And what's the cause? So each one has a maila and a chesaron. And that's to some degree being expressed over here in these psukim. Okay, Rashi, we just did the Rashi. Rashi pasuk, yeah, there is no Rashi on pasuk nun aleph, and we already did the radak. So now we go to pasuk nun beis. Pasuk nun beis. Gam.
There is no Rashi. I thought we did
the radak. We did the radak before you came. The radak goes together. Nun and aleph goes together. Nun and nun aleph go together. So we did that. Okay, so we did this pasuk. Let's go to pasuk nun beis. Gam at si'ich chilima seich now. Now here, Hashem is addressing Yerushalayim. You shall bear chilima seich, your shame, asher pilalt la'achoy seich, for what you have caused for your sister, b'chatosayich asher his avt mehen.
That means judge, pilalt, right?
Because he has over here a different meaning. We're going to see over here the Mitzudos David. He learns pilalt in mishpat. Okay, let's hold back for one moment. We'll read the whole thing inside one moment. Gamatz ichli maseich, you shall bear your shame. Asher pilalt la'achoy seich b'chat haseich, through your judgment. Okay, let's say through your judgment, through your actions. Now you have judged. The judge will now say that the aseres hashvatim were tzadikim. Asher his aft mehen, you, Yerushalayim, have done abominations that are greater than your sister Shemron, and thus, titz dakna mimech, now in hindsight, the Aseres Hashvatim are viewed as tzaddikim. The Gam At Boshi, you will also be put to shame. Usichli Masech, you will share your shame. Bitzadektech Achosoyer Achyosech, when your sister has now become righteous. There is over here a lot of repetition, and obviously Pasuk Nun Beis is really a repeated Pasuk Nun Aleph, and it really is explaining much more detail Pasuk Nun Aleph. Let's see the Mitzvah Slavit Pasuk Nun Beis. Gam At Si. Kamo. She sovlo Shemoin klimas Hashem Yagolus, just like Shemoin, the Aseres Hashvatim suffered the humiliation of captivity in Golus through Sancheriv. Kain so too, you Yerushalayim, civilly you will suffer gam ato haklimu the shame asher shofat al Shemoin, the shame that you have brought upon Shemoin. What do we mean? Ki bihiyos Shemoin b'shalvasa shofta Yerushalayim oisol l'gumul klima meruba. This is a thing we have very, very, very often, is that Yerushalayim used to put down Shemroin. They used to say about Shemroin, you're all a bunch of Rishoyim. Look at your behavior. Look at what you're doing. You should get what you deserve. And in fact, we had this not so long ago, after they were exiled. Okay, this is a very, very grave, grave sin. After they were exiled, they said, good for them. They got what they deserved. And you're never coming back. At Kedekach, to the degree where they said, we're taking over your land. We are going to possess your property. They went down into their property. Now, obviously, the property was partially already taken over by the Kushim. Sancheriv, he relocated populations. He took the Kushim and put them in Yerushalayim. But we learned not that long ago is that the people of Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, the people of Yerushalayim said that eventually the Kushim will leave because they don't appreciate this land. Anyway, they were being eaten up by lions. And we, the people of Yerushalayim, will conquer and take over the larger part of Eretz Yisrael. The people in Shemroin, the people in Ashur, who were exiled, they sent letters back to the people of Yerushalayim, how dare you? This is our property. We hear a report that you have gone to the DMV, whatever, you've gone to the state office and you have registered all of our homes under your name. What a chutzpah! We have been temporarily exiled because of our sins by Sancheriv, but we will do tshuva and we will return and come back to our land. The people of Yerushalayim would send back letters, Yerushalayim, you did terrible averos, you went into exile, good for you, you got what you deserve, you're never ever coming back, and we're taking over your land. And this was viewed by Hashem as a horrible attitude towards their brothers who have been exiled, who have done averos. And it's a very powerful limud musar. We spoke about it last time when we did this. It's a very powerful limud musar for us that whenever Rachmana l'son, you see a person from Achenu B'nai Yisrael who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, who has sunk to a level and now finds himself in an Eis Sara, Chas V'Shalom to put him down further. Chas V'Shalom to say this is what he deserves. No, he did an avera. He was nichshol. He's suffering, but it's still our duty that we should once again take them back. I remember there was once a mice with Moshe Feinstein. They said this with mice over where this is a very big issue back in the '80s. Should the Orthodox community have dialogue with conservative Jews and with Reform Jews? This was a big, big issue. A letter that was written up by the Aguda. I think it was organized by the Aguda, and they had 11 Russia yeshiva sign that you're not allowed to be a rabbi, is not allowed to be a member of the board of rabbis, because the board of rabbis include Reform and conservative rabbis. And this was it was before my time, but from listening to some shiurim, some Jewish history lectures, it seems like this was a really hot potato. This was a big, big, big deal. And Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik did not sign, and Rav Eliezer Silver did not sign. Those are two notable, very notable rabbanim who did. It was did not sign. And it was a very, very big controversy, and there was a lot of give and take between the Talmidim, the associates of Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, and everyone else as to what is the proper mahalach. And it got very ugly. And at some point in time, I don't remember the exact details, people said that they said very nasty things about conservative rabbis and conservative Jews. And Rav Moshe says he's making a terrible mistake. just the opposite. It's that these are Acheinu Bnei Yisrael. He made a very strong point. I don't remember the details, but these are our brothers. Just because, unfortunately, they're not observant, and they're doing things which is, in our opinion, Kineged Kol HaTorah Kula, that does not give you the right to say anything harmful, anything negative, or your attitude should be an attitude of hate. It's a halachic issue. It's a halachic issue, which was their opinion, 11 Rosh Yeshiva, that there is a separation between, we just don't have public dialogue. We don't serve together on the same board. We don't recognize them. But just because we don't recognize them, and we don't allow ourselves to serve together in a common organization, does not take away from us one iota of the chiba, of the love and dedication and devotion we are required to care for these people. Yeah.
Still the difference between the flock and the rabbis.
Exactly. That's always the problem. The problem is that the Talmidim are hot-headed, right?
They're like
Tinnik Shinish,
but...
What?
Rafuddin had a shear every week.
Yeah. Then
that split them up.
This issue split it up. Okay, so this is a very, very hot issue, but Rav Moshe, he came out very strongly in this process to explain you have to love these people. Don't just write them off. And in fact, there are many organizations, like for example, I think it's called Kayama, where if there's a divorce among a conservative family or reform family, Orthodox Jews, they go out of their way to arrange a kosher get. Because if a get is not given, if a person has a civil marriage, it's a very big problem. According to some opinions, if it's a civil marriage, you do need a get. Rav Moshe held you don't need a get. Rav Henkin held you do need a get. It becomes a very big problem. So if a conservative Jewish couple has a divorce, gets married, civil marriage, according to some opinion, this is halachically it's valid, and now they separate, and they don't have a get, so now if they remarry and have children, the children are mamzerim. So if you don't care about your fellow Jews who are conservative reform, you couldn't care less. But if you care about them, you go out of your way to make sure that they have a kosher get, so that the next generation, there will be hope that they will be chozer b'shuva. So here, in this pasuk, we have this, we're returning to this sin. The sin over here is the shame, asher pilalt la'achosech. Pilalt la'achosech means you've judged you, Yerushalayim, in the good old days, when you were still observant, and shemayim were not observant. You judged them. You made public statements saying, you are Rishoim. You're good for nothing. You deserve what's coming upon you. You're never coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And they went so far to possess their land. As a statement, you're gone forever. That was an expression of judgment. Asher pilat la'achosech. Now you have done even worse than them. So let's see over here. Back in the Mitzudos, let's see one more time in the Mitzudos from the top. Gam atzi, kemoshe shovla shoymon klimas hashavi vagolus. Just like shoymon, it had to bear the shame of captivity and golus. Kain, so too, sivli gam ato haklima asher, you're going to suffer the shame asher, shofatit al shoymon. What does this mean? Ki biyoy shoymon bishalvasa, when they were in their state of peace, meaning before the time of Golis, Shofta Yerushalayim Oysa, Yerushalayim who are tzaddikim, judge them, Ligmol Klima Meruba, saying it's going to come upon you punishment. Lachain, therefore, Amar Shaklima Hahibe Atzma Sivli At, Smida Kenegin Mida. The shame that you put upon your own brethren is now going to come upon you. Ki al ki bechatusayich asher his aft yoiser me shaymon. Now that you have done the same sins, even worse than shaymon, tiyehi nechsheves litzadekas yosem imeich. It's just the opposite now. Now in hindsight, your accusation is false because relative to you, they are tzadikim. If you upon them you judge them to be Rishoyim, Im Kain, Kol Shekain Shiroi Lach Klima Merubas. How much more so are you fitting that you should be suffer Klima? The Gam Ad Bayashiv Ritzen Olaymar Haloi Tevoshi V'Tikol Mi BeKlima Haroi Lachi Lopu. You put the shame Gam Avur Asher Hitztakt B'Masayich Esach Esayich Ki Haloi BeEmes Hirshu Gam Heina. It's true they did averos. The Im Kol Zen Nechshavas Lumulech Letzadikos, but they are righteous relative to you. The pasuk appears to be repeating itself twice, and this for us is a very, very powerful limud Musa, as we just said, is that don't judge. It's not for a person to judge anyone else. You see someone else suffering, and even though you know that person is guilty of terrible averos, so it's very easy to say, good, he got what he deserves. It's the most horrible thing. And look at the lessons from history, is if you go make such a statement and judge someone else for their suffering because of their averos, Rachmana Litzon Hashem can cause it, that you will do even worse averos. And then relative to you, they are tzaddikim. So then it just is the nahapachu. They are tzaddikim, and you're the one who is the Rasha, and when they will look at you, they'll say, ah, Taka, you deserve what you got because look of the averus that you have done. Don't judge anyone else. You don't know. You don't. It's not for us to understand. It depends. It all depends if you're equipped, if you have the skills to respond. Sometimes they have today organizations that the companies pay millions of dollars. They owe you. Every major organization has a firm that helps them deal with the press, the media. They owe you when they had the scandal with PETA, when someone took in a video in the slaughterhouse in the OU, one of the OU slaughterhouses. So at first, I remember I knew someone who was on the board, very, very high position in the OU at that time. So at the beginning, they were stunned. They did not know how to respond. They were in the paper, in the New York Times, they were on television, all over. The media was attacking. And they, on their own, they tried to give a proper response. And it wasn't working. The media was getting more bold. So they hired... They spent a lot. I know this is a fact. They hired a professional firm,
a PR
firm, which specializes in dealing with
damage control.
Exactly, and they charge a lot of money. They charge a lot of money for this,
oh, yeah.
to help them deal with damage control and dealing with the press. You know who does this now? Fleischer,
Ari
Fleischer. That's what he does now. That's what he does for a living now. He lives out in New Jersey, I think, somewhere.
Yeah, but so that's why companies take insurance to pay for that. So
if you don't know what you're doing, you can make it a lot worse. You can make it a lot worse. Obviously, it all depends. It all depends on if you have the skills to respond to people who criticize you. Pasek, let's see if we have to now do the...
You know, I'm thinking that the machloikas that happened with Rosh Hashivas and the Paiskim...
Yeah.
...was the machloikas that we're talking about that happened about the rabbis...
Yeah.
...was the first time where the... Rosh Yeshivas directed what would happen over the rabbi.
It's a very complex story, event.
And this happened again. You see, this happened again when they had the Miu Yehudi thing.
Yeah.
Where their Rosh Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael decided what the halakha
would be. All right, listen, all right. You can't compare.
From people would need in the same house.
Politics of Eretz Yisrael are very different than the politics of America. And this also was a different time, a different period of time. All right, it's a very complex. Just as an example, let's go further over here. Pasik nun. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasik nun gimel says
nun
beis asher pilalt. You judged back in the good old days, back in the day when everyone was living in Eretz Yisrael and the aseres hashvatim were doing averos and the people of Yerushalayim were tzaddikim. The people of Yerushalayim did a terrible aver by criticizing, by judging the people of Shoyim as Rishoyim. Asher shafatit lohem. You judged them. Koidem before Shehirshat Mehen, before you became even more evil than them. Hayis Imeris Alehin, you would say about them, Ru'uyos Hein Lepuranos, you would say about them, yeah, they deserve that they should be punished. And as we learned a few weeks ago, worse than that is that indeed when they were punished and they were taken down as captives by Ashur, Melech Ashur, the people of Yerushalayim did nothing. They sat back, good, our brethren. Aser Sashvatim, they're going into Golos, good for them. They're getting what they deserve. We're not going to come to their assistance. And Adarabah, once they leave the land, we're going to chop their property. That this is a horrible, horrible sin. And here, the pasuk is telling us what happened. Midah, keneged midah, Hashem allowed the people of Yerushalayim to be influenced by the Yetzer Hara to do averus that are even worse. And now it's v'nahapichu. Now in hindsight, the people of Aseres HaShlatim, they are the tzaddikim, and the people of Yerushalayim, they are the Rishon, because the sins of Yerushalayim outdid the sins of Aseres HaShvatim. Let's see what it says in the Radak, Pasuk Nun Beis, same exact thing. Gam at Asher Pilat La'achoseich Perish. Shaymon, with regard to Shaymon, Omar, Koidim Shechotos, Hayis Shaifetes, Oysa Mechayeves, Oysa Al Risha. With regard to Shaymon, they were judged, and it was said about them that they were Risha. And he quotes some examples. Kamosh Omar, Avia Melech Yehuda. Avia was the king of Yehuda, Yerushalayim. He said, "Lirava Melech Yisrael, the imachem Egle Zav." He criticized, "How dare you set up two Egle Zav and done in Be'er Sheva?" Vanachnu Hashem Elokeinu. We are loyal to our God. V'loy azavnuhu. We have not abandoned Hashem. So here he actually quotes a pasuk. He quotes a pasuk. He closes the door. He quotes a pasuk where the king of Yehuda criticized the king of Shemim by saying, "You are Rishayim and we are Tzadikim. Ki Shemim anach ki we guard v'chein achar kach ki malcha Yehuda hayu tovim b'roiv ad achas." And that was the very beginning of the split. Yeravam ben Nevat is the one who created the split in Klal Yisrael, and this continued for all these for many generations. Ad Ochas, the Chizkiyahu, Heitiv Ma Shehira Ochas, and Ochas was the first time where in Yerushalayim they were Rishoyim, and then Chizkiyah, he caused Klal Yisrael to be Chizkiyah Beshuva, Avol Menashe, Ve'elachayu Roim Ve'ovdi Avol Zob. But then after the death of Yoshiyahu, we then came across Menashe and what was his son? Menashe's son? How could I forget this? Who was Menashe's son?
Amon.
Levad mi Yoshiyahu. Imkein roi lecha shetikol mi b'chatosayich asher his after mehem. Difi, you should put the shame for your sins. You're even more evil than them. Titztakna mimech ki ata uhein tzadikos mimech v'amal achaseich lashin yechida al shaymoin. It says till your sister lashin yechida referring to the shaymoin v'yachakachama mehen. That's in plural. V'yamar titztakna, v'yamar achrisayich, lashon rabim, omar kein albonos b'noi shaymoin, oikla, oikolal sedoim im shaymoin. The reason why over here we are going back and forth between lashon rabim and lashon yachid is either we're referring to all of the citizens of shaymoin, or we are referring back also to Sedom, the other sister, the younger sister that we mentioned in the previous pasuk. Ach yoseich, bav ribi hanekeves, levad b'loi ribi hazuchadim, v'chein v'hif lashon b'smakoseich, v'adem. I don't know what this means. This over here refers to some grammar form. When it says carry your shame, it means inyan sevel. It means to bear. You're going to bear shame. You should accept upon yourself your humiliation. Let's go to the next pasuk in Gimel. V'shafti. Now here is an amazing pasuk. This pasuk is really beyond our understanding. This pasuk is a nevuah for Yemos HaMashiach. It says all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you would never in a million years expect when Yechezkel is giving you such mussar to all of a sudden inject the following statement. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, I want to let you know, the day is going to come, Mashiach will come, things are going to happen you wouldn't even believe. And that includes the Shafti Es Shivishen. I'm going to return their captivity, which means the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay, so this is an open pasuk that says, not like the Gemara, that the Aseres HaShvatim Asidin Lachzar, Eshevus, and then also, and it explains, the Eshevusah means all of their captivities, which refers to who? The pasuk explains. Number one, Eshevus, Sedom, Uvinoy Seha, the Eshevus, Shoimroim, Uvinoy Seha, and you also and your captivity amongst them. When Mashiach will come, Sidom va'amora will be restored. How do you like that? When Mashiach comes, the Aseres HaShvatim will be restored. And what's very disturbing is we will be tofel. The people of Yerushalayim will be restored as just an accessory. to Sodom and the Aseres HaShvatim. That's what the Pasuk of here says. What? Why should they be restored? They were Rishoyim. They were, I don't know, but that's what it says. Look, let's see what it says here in the Mitzudas. Pasuk.
Will be a thinking of everything. And that's what he's
saying. But the way it's described is you, Ushvu Shevisayich, is Bisoychono, amongst them. Your restoration will be secondary to the restoration of Sodom and the Aseres HaShvatim.
Now, what Rashi is saying over here?
Yeah.
It's going to be restored as a city.
Yeah.
People will be living there.
It does mean the people. So the Medrash, I have a Medrash over here. I have to find it. It says it's more mashma than the people also. It's more mashma that Tchiyas HaNesim. There's something more to it. Let's see the Mitzudah stuff one thing at a time. Pasuk Nun Gimel. V'shafti Ulam. Oshiv la'artzam es hashvuyim me'an shehen. The day will come when I will return the captives to the land. Es shavus es b'nei hashevi. U'shavus shivisayich. B'nei hashevi shel hashvuyim mimeich. B'soychona amongst them. Achar shetigle v'silke kin my son. After you suffer, you are exiled, and you suffer like them, toshuv b'soychon, return to Lamar, bo'eis sheyoshuvu hein, when they return, v'zeh yiyah b'mei ha-moshiach, avoloi tikdam lohen, but you will not be restored before them, ki loy toiva ata mehen, you are not better than them. The problem with this interpretation of the Mitzvah Stavit is that it's not historically correct, because the people of Yerushalayim did indeed return to rebuild Eretz Yisrael after 70 years. And as far as we know, Sodom was never rebuilt, period. And as far as we know, the Aseres HaShvatim were never restored. Maybe a few individuals, a few people here and there, they somehow mingled with the people of Yerushalayim, but as a Shevet, a full Shevet, they have not yet returned to the point where there is a Machlokes in the Gemara if they will ever return to begin with. This Pasuk seems to indicate that not only will they will return as the primary are returnees, and the people of Yerushalayim will only be secondary to them, will be amongst them at the same time in the times of Moshiach. So obviously this pasuk needs a lot more understanding, but at face value, it is a very, very interesting pasuk. Let's see pasuk Rashi in Gimel, Eshavus Sodom, Arapei Es Aretz, Migofris V'melach. I will heal the land from the sulfur and salt, V'yashiv Bo Yashim, and I will plant dwellers in the land. So as Rabbi Kandra says, not the originals. Okay, now let me see if I can rebuild, but not the originals. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Okay, Nechanami, let's Rashi the Bis Soichana, Kimo Bis Soichana amongst them. Let's see the Radak. Radak Pasim Gimel. Meshavti Yeshuvuz Shivisen. Kulam. Bezeh ha-pasik, shivis, ksib, b'yud, kri, b'vav. We have over here a triple kri v'ksif. Three times it says shivis, and we delete the yud and exchange it for a vav. The kri b'vav u'v'shurach. Shivis hen, shivisayich, ksib, kri b'chik, another kri v'ksif. B'soychana, milam b'rkeves min yechida v'rabois, ki liyachida amar b'soycho, v'l'rabois b'soychan. And now we combine the Yochanan and the Rambam together. Uvitoy sefesei b'soychona, an unusual word. V'tamar kava. Why is there a bridge? Why are we creating a new word which bridges the lashon Yochanan, lashon Rabbim? Ki b'soychah roitz olema b'soych shavush shaymrain. Kiheim am echad. We want to indicate is that Klal Yisrael is going to be one nation in the times of Mashiach. V'kevon shestom shechein elohen amar b'soychon. And since Sodom is a neighbor to Klal Yisrael, we learned that the ancient Sodom is to the south of Eretz Yisrael. V'tam ze teshuva. Now this pasuk is teshuva. Now I have over here different girsos in my edition, which obviously was deleted by the censors. It says here, my gears upasuk ze teshuva laminim v'lanoitzrim. Okay, you don't have those words probably. Sha'imrim sha'asidos hanechamos kivar avu. That it's already here. That the apikoresim say all of the prophecies already, the second, everything already has happened. There's nothing new that is yet to come. V'hine. So this pasuk, the Radak says, fascinating what's going on over here. Sodom hayom adayin b'hapichosa k'mo shehoisa. It is undeniable, even to the Christians and to the Minim, that Sodom, ancient Sodom, has not yet been rebuilt. So therefore, V'lo shav bo adayin yishav. People have not yet taken over the land, have dwelt, lived in the land. So just like it's undeniable that Sidon va'amora have yet to be restored, then the pasuk here says that together with Sodom va'amora, with stone, will also be restored the aseres hashvatim and the goyim of Yerushalayim. So it is clear that the prophecies that are outlined in the Nevi'im have not yet been fulfilled. Unlike the apikoresim who say whatever it says in the Sifrei Nevi'im have already been fulfilled, and therefore we have to now go forward in doing new things. Okay, so you wanted to say not the people. You don't say not the people who are dead. It's not going to be Tchias Amesim for the people who once upon a time lived in some. Obviously, they had their own unique way of life. They had their own unique. That's a good question. Do we know where Sodom is? Seemingly not. We mentioned that there's the Yam HaMelach. Right? The Yam HaMelach, we have a tradition, is became the Yam HaMelach when the wife of Lot, and that came, that all was part of the Hafocha of Sodom, Hapech of Sodom. But are the two necessarily connected? Not necessarily. I don't know. See, I don't know if we really know. I don't. You have to ask the experts. We don't really know. We don't. But it seems that the Radak is saying that we know for a fact that it wasn't that. Do we know exactly where it is? I don't know. But it's. We have to understand. Sodom was not. We talk about. Esav. So you know, when you're a child, they paint Esav as being a mafia man. They paint him as. As a Vilde Chai, they paint him in these. That's not Esav. If you learn the Mefarshim, Esav was a very complicated person. Esav, he Mefarshim seemed to say that he was far superior than Yaakov in many respects. In Ruchnius, not only in Gashmius.
That's why Esav's head
belonged in the Maris Machpelah. There were minor defects, which the Torah super magnifies. Rivka had a sensitivity to detect these teeny imperfections that over the generations would manifest itself as being a churban for Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak was unable to see this because his eyes were blind, whatever, he was blinded. He could not see these minor imperfections, and that's why there had to be a whole maisa with the mechiras, with the brachos. So the same way, that is definitely true with regard to Esav. Esav was not a simple person. Another example, Korach. Korach was also not a simple person. We take Korach as a big Balmachalekis. The Chazal tell us that 99.9% of the population living today, had they been living in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Korach rose up against him, would have instantly followed Korach. Korach was charismatic. It's not so simple. So the same thing is when you talk about Sodom, the Anshei Sodom Chatoim Urishohim LaHashem Me'oid. They were sinners, they were Rishohim. Yep.
The trap goes, the Anshei Sodom Roim V'Chatoim LaHashem Me'oid.
LaHashem, yeah.
They were very from.
To Hashem, they were very good. LaHashem was Me'oid. But amongst themselves, they were Chatoim Rishohim. It's not so simple. In Hashem's eyes, they were chatohim or reshohim, pshudu shomikol Hashemot. But it's not obvious to the common man. There was something they had that we don't understand. If the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon them bracha, Hashem gave them enormous bracha, it doesn't just happen by accident. Hashem gave them just bracha. It got to a point that HaKadosh Baruch could not tolerate the defect that was found amongst them, and therefore they were destroyed. So it's not so far-fetched to say that when Mashiach comes, I know Rashi does not say this, I'm asking, Rashi says, they're going to be new people who are going to possess the land. Rashi and the Radak say that, and does not mean that the people of Sodom themselves will come back to life, people who once upon a time were from Sodom and Gomorrah. But what does mean, though, but what it does mean is that the people of Sodom, they're not simple people. It's not a simple matter. So to suggest that if the pasuk here does say that Sodom will one day be rebuilt, does that mean their culture will be rebuilt? Does that mean their values will be rebuilt? They'll be perfected. The Melech HaMashiach will teach them, you're making this little mistake. This little mistake is what led you down the path to be Chatohim Urishohim LaHashem Me'od. And if I'm not mistaken, the Medrash that I came across here when I prepared 2 days ago does indeed say this. Not like Rashi, not like the Radak, that there's something more to Sodom that we don't understand, that we don't appreciate, that this pasuk is coming to bring out, that who knows? Who knows what's going to be when Mashiach comes? Everyone will, the good qualities in every person can be restored. I'm not going to find it out. So take tomorrow, maybe for next time. I'll look very quickly. This is pasuk Nun Beis, Nun Hey. Days, it says here, Asara Dvarim Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chadesh L'Asid Laval. 10 things, this is Shmos Rabbah. Horevius Shehem Boinim Kol Orim HaCharevos Ve'ein Mokom Charev L'Olam Ve'afilu Sidoim Ve'amoyra Nivnois le'asir laval. Okay, it doesn't say what I said. We have to look into the Shemos Rabbah, look at the Mepharshim Shemos Rabbah. All it says is that filu sidoim va'amayra nivnois le'asir laval. Shenemar va'achay sayachsam uvenoisecha toshoivna l'kadmasai. Let's go, let's try to do one more. Pasik lamid. I'm Nundal. I don't know why I said that. I could have Laman. I guess Laman. I said Laman. Pasik Nundal Laman Tisichli Masech V'Nichlant Nikol Asher Asis. All of it's going to happen to you in order that you should bear your shame, and you should be put to shame Nikol Asher Asis because of all of your averos. B'Nachamech Oisan here means when you have comfort.
Comfort is there.
Okay, let's see the mitzudos. Let's go through
mitzudos.
Nun dalet. Can't be mitzudos. Pasuk nun dalet. Laman we said the laman. Kol hayom halalu teishri begolus. All of these days you will remain in golus. Laman tisi haklima haru yilach v'tikoli mikol asher asis. You should bear the shame of your sins. Bameh shehayis menachemes oisan. In order that it should be a comfort, you should comfort them. The comfort is by you going into Golus, misery loves company.
Yeah.
So now the Aseres Hashvatim have comfort. When the Aseres Hashvatim look at the people of Yerushalayim, that they are also in exile due to their sins, and in fact their sins are greater than our sins, oh, we're not so bad. We are tzaddikim relative to them. That is a form of comfort. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is part of. It's really part of our punishment. Part of our punishment of Yerushalayim is that we have to be punished to the degree where our punishment will be a comfort to someone else. That's pretty sad.
That's a fact.
Okay, but it's a punishment for the people, right? who our punishment is going to be so great. Other people will look at us and say, "Oh, look, we're not so bad. It's a comfort." Let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi pasuk. There is no Rashi on pasuk. Oh, here it's Nun Dalid. B'nachamech oisan. When you in your situation, you will serve as a comfort to them. Ki shehir shat mehen. When you were equal, when you sinned equal to them, or even more than them, then asat lachem pischin peh, and you have now given for them a pischin peh. So that pischin peh, that argument that they have that we are not so bad, is a nechama for them. Dover acher benachamech oisan kishetavo olai choraa. When the punishment comes upon you, yenuchamu heino loymar. They, the Aseres Hashvatim, will give you comfort, saying,
"No, they will be comforted themselves."
Comfort themselves. I'm sorry. You know, yenuchamu heino loymar lo levadenu lo kidchem. Misery loves company. So the comfort will not be that they will say, "Look, we're better than them; that we are tzaddikim and they are the rishon because they have done more averos." It's that, look, imoy anochi b'tzara, soras rabin. Chatzi nechama. That's the principle over here that Rashi is illustrating with these words. B'nachamech leisam. Let's see the Radak pasuk nundalit. It says that
Laman.
nun dalu l'man b'nachamecha, his son, l'fi sha'at hirshat mehen, yimtzu, nechoma boch ba'asher osu, it will now be a nechoma for them. Kilu at tenachami oisan birosech hagadoyla meirosam. He's saying the first interpretation of Rashi, which is equal to the Mitzudos, but we have the other interpretation of Mishlov's company. That was the second interpretation of Rashi, and we'll leave it with that for today. Okay, Pasuk Nun Hey, we'll start next time. We'll stop over here.